We are gathered here for the 16th session on mindfulness for beginners in English. And today is the 15th of January, 2022. And I would like to welcome with respect, with permission to speak Bhante's name, Venerable Bhante Homagama Dhamma Kusala Thero to today's session. And I would also like to welcome cordially all the participants joining the program through Zoom and MixLR, and it is the time for us to commence the session with Bhante's guided mindfulness session as the first step. I would like to warmly welcome Bhante and invite Bhante to commence with the in-session mindfulness practice. Over to you, Bhante. Thank you.
Dear friends, today we are gathered here for another program, Mindfulness for Beginners. So today also we will start our session with mindful practice, maybe about 10-15 minutes we will spend for that. Then we will move forward to the other parts of the program. So today we can do a sit-in session. Mindful sitting we will do for a few minutes. For that, you have to first adjust your seat. Make sure that you are comfortable. Make sure that you are upright. And close your eyes. Now you can feel that you are seated. You have comfort in this sitting posture. The idea is to appreciate that comfort, appreciate that you are sitting here. You don't have a difficulty in your body. When you pay attention like this, you may notice various things appearing and disappearing. You may notice sounds coming and going. You may notice thoughts appearing, disappearing. Among these things, you can notice your body as well. Maybe the pressure on your back is more prominent. For somebody else, breath may be more prominent. Maybe the sensation at your nostrils, maybe the stomach moving back and forth according to the breath, you can notice. The idea is to be aware. When you hear a sound, be aware that you are hearing something. When you see thoughts appearing, be aware that you are thinking something. When you feel your body, be aware of that. Pain may appear. Maybe you will feel sleepy after a while. Various sensations come and go. Among them, you sit in comfort. You appreciate this moment again and again. Let the things come and go freely and try to be aware that these things are coming and going. So as a group, we will try to practice this awareness for a few more minutes. Now you can slowly open your eyes again. Take few seconds to notice the difference in your mind, the status of your mind before practice and after few minutes of practice. How did you feel earlier? How do you feel now? So the invitation is to continue this practice on your own, maybe 10, 15 minutes every day, more the better, and walking practice as well. Then you can share your experience with the group and we will see how we can learn, how we can move forward as a group. So that's the end of the practicing part. Next, I invite Namantha to continue with the program.
Thank you, Bhante. Thank you, and thank you very much for that guided mindful sitting session as a start to our session today. I would like to go through the beginner's guide for mindfulness for the benefit of anyone who's joining for the first time today. If you're joining our program on mindfulness for the first time, you can familiarize with the concepts of mindful walking as we have presented them in the first video shown here. There is a video on mindful walking. That's a very brief video and you can go through that leisurely, and then you can go through the video on mindful sitting that describes what you have to how you have to start your session and how you have to work through the session. Once you are familiar with the basic concepts taught in these two videos, you can allocate a few minutes, maybe 5 minutes to half an hour or even up to 1 hour if you are comfortable for each session. Start with one session on mindful walking and then allocate the similar amount of time to the next session on mindful sitting. So once you do these two sessions every day, you can continue on for another 3-4 days. And then you are at the next step of our practice where you are supposed to report what you have observed by writing what you experienced in your own words. So you can forward that information to us so that we can present it to Bhante. So during mindful walking, you can do the session and then write what you how you focused on your feet, whether it was the feet that were your that was your primary object of observation, and whether there were any distractions or whether your focus or observation shifted to any other parts of your body, or you felt thoughts arising and you felt the mind in action through all this. All that information can be written in your own wording, and then you can send it to us. So we would also like if you can select the mindful sitting for the same exercise. Describe your primary object of focus. Describe how you felt the breath moving in and out, or whether it was the abdomen or the heartbeat that you focused on. And you can describe whether you felt any obstacles or hindrances from thoughts coming into your mind, or how you kept observing the thoughts, or whether you felt disturbed, or you did not feel disturbed by the thoughts arising and going away out of your mind. You can describe all this in with clarity and your own words, and then include that in the report. In addition to that, if you like, you can include some information about your daily activities and how you keep focusing through the daily activities while being mindful about your body posture or any other object of observation that you feel comes up into your attention. Then once you have written this report, you can send it to us through the Google form or the email shown here. I will be putting all this information into the Zoom chat section, and similar information will be available in the MixLR for those who are joining through the MixLR. And once you submit or send those information to us, We will be presenting that report to Bhante verbally, and then Bhante will advise further by gauging the state of your practice. That information, that advice from Bhante will be helpful to you and to others who are joining into the session, including myself. So we encourage always that you keep on practicing and keep on reporting and keep on collecting and exercising based on the advice that you gain from these sessions. So with this cycle, your mindfulness is definitely going to improve very well. So the recordings are available there on the fifth link. So you can refer back, and even if you are beginning to join the sessions now, you can go through the earlier sessions that are there in the website from the very beginning. So with the completion of the basic instructions and steps for a beginner to get started on mindfulness, I will now like to move on to our next agenda item, which is to go through the reports received for today and to hear out any verbal questions during the Q&A session, questions and answers session. I would like to warmly invite Arosha to present the reports and also to conduct the Q&A session for the benefit of all of us. Thank you very much, Arosha.
Thank you, Namanta. With your permission, Bhante, today we have three practice reports. The first report includes both walking and sitting meditation. Walking meditation. Walked 25 steps on tiled floor. Noted the number of areas of foot touching the floor were between 8 and 11 places. The number of areas touching the floor varied with each step. The places touching also changed. Noted cool and warm areas of the floor. Areas not touching floor noted also changed with each foot. Mind wandered at times, but came back to feet. Sounds not distracting. Walked 1 hour. Sitting meditation. After the walking, sat mindfully and noted sitting posture. The whole body from head to toe was tingling with sensation of pins and needles. Watched breath at left nostril, which was also tingling. Very soon, breath broke up and disappeared. There was a distortion of the face, which became shorter and broader, and there was a sensation of no area above the forehead. The nose disappeared. Continued watching area where the nostril would have been, and the sensation and air movement reappeared briefly. Then an image of an iron gate with open areas through which air was moving in and out was seen away from the body. This stayed for a while, and some other parts of the body disappeared as well as the gate. Kept watching area near where the nostril would have been. Other images appeared and disappeared. Thoughts came and went, with some inner reminders to stay on the breath and not be distracted. Opened eyes after about 45 minutes briefly, and closed eyes to continue meditation. Nose appeared very long this time, almost like an elephant's trunk. Breath felt briefly going in and out. Breath appeared at nostril on right side and face not so distorted. Meditated for 1 hour in total. Thank you, Bhante, for your guidance and to the organizers. End of report.
Okay, so good report. Change. That is what's happening. And when you practice, you start to accept this change. Every footstep is changing. Everything that comes to your mind, they are changing. So if you don't pay attention, you don't notice this change. When you just open your eyes, when you just be aware, you can notice this.
So the whole practice, you can put into few words, you are accepting this change. If you don't like this change, then you are going to fight. But if you accept, then you don't have that difficulty, that trouble in your mind. So the steps change, the sensations change, the thoughts change, the sounds change, the breath also changing. So when you accept, when you appreciate that change, then you are blissful. So you can easily put this practice into few words. You are more and more welcoming the change, more and more accepting the change while sitting and walking. But this very training will go into your day-to-day life as well. Whatever the troubles, difficulties you have in your life, they are due to resisting this change. You don't like the change that you see in your spouse. You don't like the changes that are happening in your workplace. You don't like the changes that are happening in your kids. So you fight. You don't like the changes that are happening in the society. So you fight. But this fight never will end. It will always continue. You sort out one thing and tomorrow another thing will appear. So the people who like to fight, they can fight for a lifetime. It's a never-ending process. Today they fight for something, tomorrow they find a new thing and they start fighting again. Today they can't sleep due to the first thing, tomorrow they can't sleep due to the second thing. So it's not a difficulty about the world. It's the trouble is in their mind. They can't sleep due to some reason. So always there's a struggle in their mind. But the practitioner, they try to appreciate this change that is happening moment by moment. You can notice the breath is changing. Then the steps are changing. The thoughts are changing. So more and more you practice, more and more you welcome this change. You welcome various things that are appearing in your practice. Gates may appear, elephant trunks may appear, various other things, mental images may appear. Still, you are not moved by them. Usually, your mind is moved by them. When the thoughts appear, thoughts move your mind. The more you move, then the higher the stress difficulty will be. But if your mind is not moved by these objects, these mind objects, then you are blissful, you are calm. So with time, you can of course realize that earlier, they were able to move my mind a lot. But now with time, with more practice, they can't move my mind. The thoughts come and go without trouble. The mental images come and go without trouble. Among them, you stay blissful, you are peaceful. That peace, that blissful nature, we are seeking, we are aiming after, right? So in your report, you are using some locations, nose, forehead, those things you are mentioning. So one advice I would give, don't try to put a location into these sensations. Just talk about the sensations, focus about the sensations. You don't have to name them. This naming, labeling will create a huge mess. Let's say in our body, you feel cool. You feel warmth, right? So when you feel warmth in your body, if you don't put a location, then that's just another sensation. But if you put a location, let's say, inside my head, I feel this warmth. Then other people will come and say, you are having a fever. Let's go to a doctor and try to get some medicine. Then there is pain inside your body. As long as you don't give a location, you are fine. But let's say you give a location. You are saying, my stomach is paining.
then they might find a doctor related to that disease. You say, my back is paining. Then another doctor comes. So when you put a location, with that location, a disease will appear and a doctor will appear. So as Dhamma practitioners, as mindfulness practitioners, we try not to put the location. We just say, I feel warmth inside my body. I feel pain inside my body. You don't have to put a location into that. As soon as you put a location, the nose comes, the forehead comes, back comes, legs comes, right? So when they come, then there is a disease and a doctor. As long as you don't put a location, they can't name a disease, they can't name a doctor. So even you get COVID, you feel fever inside your body. That's warmth. If you can stay with that, then that is the healing power of your mind and body. Then you feel all the joints of your body aching. So if you can stay with that feeling, then that is the healing power of your body and mind. Then you feel difficulty, trouble in sensations in your mind and body. If you can bear that feeling and somehow survive, then you don't have to consult anybody. So our idea is that we pay attention to our body. We try to put minimum number of labels. So when you write your report, you have to use some labeling. But still, we try to avoid locations. We just say the warmth appeared, hardness appeared, some other sensation appeared. As long as you don't put a location, you are fine. So try in your next report, try and see how can you avoid putting locations, calling them nose or elephant trunk or forehead or something like that. Try to avoid those words. Instead, just say, I could feel some sensation in front of your mind, in front of my face. And that sensation appeared far away in a larger shape. So that's the elephant trunk we are talking about, right? So in those words, you are always fine. If you put a nose, if you put an elephant trunk, then that can relate to a disease and a doctor. So try to avoid those words and try to just talk about the sensation. Then your practice will move into a whole another level.
Thank you very much, Bhante. The second report starts as follows. The following reports of walking and sitting are from two different days of practice. Walking meditation. Walked indoors on a tiled floor, wearing socks. Noted cold sensation on soles of both feet, which grew more intense and then diminished as weight shifted from one foot to another with each step. A sprained muscle near the right knee would draw the attention to it with a sharp, painful sensation as the knee joint locked to take the weight, and I moved my left foot forward. Noted how touch of feet on ground felt different during turning movement. Sometimes noting pressure felt on ball of foot before heel, and other times the whole foot experiencing the pressure and cold sensations almost simultaneously. Thoughts relating to an upcoming presentation I have to give arose and continued for a few steps before pulling off muscle near right knee brought attention back to walking. Noted sounds of talking elsewhere in the house and a pigeon on the roof. Wondered if this recognition of the sounds, for example, words, type of bird, indicated the fragility of my mindfulness. However, soon returned attention to feet and continued with awareness of walking. Concluded practice after about 25 minutes. sitting meditation, sat with touch of air in nostrils as primary object, noted a few cycles of in and out breaths with movement of air being noticeable in a cyclic manner, gentle at first, then more prominent, and gentle again at the end of the in or out breath. Noted short period of no breath before the in-breath began and also when it ended. Streams of thoughts arose, prompted by others talking elsewhere in the house and memories arising. Did not notice this for each cycle of thoughts until they were in full flow and the lack of awareness or touch at the nostrils became apparent. Kept bringing attention back to breath and continued in this way. After some time, felt a tingling sensation along arms and on face. Awareness of touch of breath in the nostrils became more prominent and sense of calm arose. Continued in this way until the bell rang at the end of 30 minutes of practice. Much merit to Bhante and the organizers for this program. Report ends.
Okay, so in your report, you can notice certain things you are doing, certain things are happening, right? For example, the thoughts are happening. You don't have control over that, but noticing them and bringing your attention to the touch of the breath, that you are doing, right? Certain things you are doing, certain things are happening. So that is going again and again. You can notice various things appear without your approval and various ways you react to them, right? So initially, we try to do a lot. We don't allow things to happen, but try to observe only the breath, try to observe the steps. So doing is there. A lot of doing is there. But with time, you notice the doing is reducing, happening is increasing. So the thoughts, different sensations, different feelings, they are more like happening. And again, you are used to the doing. So again and again, you try and take control. Again and again, you try and see whether you can skip from these thoughts and bring your attention to the breath. So this process is happening. More you are experienced with the practice, more happening there will be and less doing. So try to notice, maybe you can report in your next report, try and see what are the things you are doing, what are the things that are happening. So the advice is to minimize the doing and let the things happen. So the thoughts happen. It's out of your control. They come and go. Then suddenly among them, your attention comes to the breath or the touch of the breath. Then again, sounds happening, thoughts happening, various sensations happening. Again, your attention comes to the breath or the steps. So try and notice, try and see what are the things I'm doing, what are the things that are happening. Encourage the happening more and more. Limit the things that are doing. For this, you have to have good confidence in your practice. If you don't have confidence, then you will start to wonder whether I am practicing or whether I am lost in my mind. That doubt will appear, definitely. But when the doubt appears, you know what to do. You can take your control back. You can start paying attention to the breath. You can do something about it. But the more confident you become, you can let it happen and just be the observer of this process. You don't have a stake in this process. You think you have some ownership. This is a rented home, rented house. And you are claiming the ownership for that. You are saying, this is my house. This is my body. This is my mind. That is claiming the ownership for somebody else's house.
You have some control over it. But more you practice, you realize less the control that you have. When you practice only, you can notice. Other people, the non-practitioners, they think they have control over their mind and body. Oh, this is me. This is how I live. This is my things. They categorize. They try to verify that this is my home. I have the ownership. But when you practice, you suddenly start to realize, I'm living in a rented house. I don't have ownership in this. If you have ownership, then you should be able to control things. For example, I should be able to control my gray hair. Namanta should be able to control the middle part of his head. So it's good to have a bald head, then you can't really see the gray hair. Towards the end of the week, I grow old for about 10 years. Then again, and I shave 10 years less. So that is happening again and again. Try and notice, try and realize that I don't have control over this. If I have, then I would decide no grow hair till I become 45. No sickness in my body till I become 80. No aches, no pains in my body. And my appearance should be like this. That ownership you are claiming if you don't practice. Go to the outside world and you can see people doing that. They go to various places and try to create this. Plastic surgeons, they have more and more business these days. Whatever the type of nose you like, we can fix. So if you practice, if you just open your eyes a little bit, then you realize I don't have ownership. I don't have the ownership to stop thoughts. They appear without my permission. They disappear without my approval. More you notice, you stop the doing, you let the things happen. When you do that, when you do that change, then you realize that I am moving into a different level, different vibration. And that vibration is more and more natural according to the vibration of this nature. And you can achieve certain things. You will go in a various interesting directions. You can achieve, you can be happy. Still you accept this. Still you be open in your heart and see what are the things that are coming. How can I respond? How can I navigate among these things? So that type of a realization we are doing. So the advice in short is to reduce the doing, let the things happen more and more.
Thank you very much, Bhante. The final report today is from a child, age 14, and reports on walking meditation. Walking meditation, roughly 15 minutes. Noted sensations of lifting, moving, and placing feet. Release of pressure on foot being lifted, moved from heel to toe. No pressure on moving foot. Pressure travels from heel to toe when foot is placed. Floor is cold when foot is placed, but warm slightly when foot is lifted. Could feel gaps between tiles. Distracted by itch in leg, which subsided after a few minutes. Noted sound coming from another room before returning focus to breath. Report ends.
Okay, so good to hear that 14 years old and you are doing this practice and you are reporting. So when we were at your age, we didn't get this type of a message. It took me 29 years to first hear the word mindfulness. So in a way, we are jealous
that you get to hear this message at a young age. So I try to, you know, justify myself. Well, that was the perfect time, 29 years. Buddha even heard that message at the same time. So I try to, you know, control my jealousy. But still, when you get this type of a message at a young age, you can really develop your mind. You can really practice and see how can you be peaceful among these things. So you are at an age that you have to face the society little. You have to take responsibility more and more about your life. So that age you're at, the childhood is little by little disappearing and you are becoming an adult. The control of your parents are little by little reducing and you have to take responsibility for your own life. So this is a good age to have some kind of a strength in your mind and face the world properly. Be your own savior and face the society properly. Be your own light and face the society properly. So that opportunity you have, only thing that we recommend is practicing more and more. Try to discover yourself more and more. When you discover yourself, then you won't have that much trouble dealing with society, other people, various things. If you don't know about yourself, then of course you will start fighting this overwhelming universe. More you know about yourself, more you know about the universe. Because you can see this universe within you. You can see other people, how they are behaving, their emotions, their feelings within you. If you have that experience, then you know these people are mad because they have these type of feelings in their mind. They are lost in those thoughts. These people decide this way because they are lost in those thoughts. So I kept using this example last few weeks. Now when you go inside some house or something, you become enclosed by those walls. You can't see beyond those walls. But if you don't go inside, then you see the house, you see the surrounding, you see the sky, you see the trees. House is just another part of that view. But if you go inside, then your view will limit to the walls of the house. So these thoughts and emotions are similar. They are like this house. If you go inside thoughts and the emotions, then your view is not wide. If you get angry, your world become angry. If you get lust, then you are lustful. But the practitioner, they keep this distance. They don't go inside the house. Instead, they watch from the outside. When they watch from the outside, they can see the emotions. They can see the surrounding as well. They can see these thoughts, but they can see the surrounding as well. So you are seeing the big picture of this process that is happening. So try to practice more and more. What I suggest is that you spend more and more time, do the walking, do the sitting, make it a daily habit. If you do that, even for within few months, you can realize that I can face the challenges of my day-to-day life. And it is true that Bhante is saying that he is jealous. It is true that the adults are jealous because you get this type of a message, this type of a strength at a young age. then the rest time will decide. I really want to see how these young kids, they get the message at age 12, 14, or even earlier, how they will face their life. What type of mindset they will have when they grow up to be 30 plus or something. So that I am really interested to see how these kids will grow into their adulthood, how they will face the challenges of their day-to-day life, and how they will face the society. So the results of that experiment, I invite all of you to see, all of you to await and see how they will face. Because we have a lot of young kids who are practicing very well. They have mindfulness in their blood now. So when they have that quality in their mind, how will they face the society, the problems, day-to-day struggle? And what type of a life they will develop when they become 30 plus something. So we will see. It's time we will see. If we survive the pandemic, we can, of course, see how it is going to be. So continue. Make it a habit to practice daily, walking and sitting. And you can report again and again and share your experience more and more.
Thank you very much, Panthe, for that advice and guidance to help everyone, particularly those who shared their reflection reports based on their practice. I'd also like to take this opportunity to thank everyone who shared a report. It's immensely valuable to hear about your practice and to reflect how that relates to our own practice. And I hope everyone is inspired and continues to share their practice reports over the weeks ahead so that we all may benefit from the advice and guidance of Venerable Panthe as well. So now we have a short time available for some questions. If you'd like to verbally ask a question relating to the meditation and mindfulness practice, if you raise your Zoom hand, I will unmute you. And you'll be able to ask your question. Or you could put your question into the chat and I will read it out for you. I'll just give everyone a few more seconds to either raise their hand or start typing something. It doesn't look like we have any questions today, Panthe. So thank you once again for all the guidance and insightful advice. And now I will hand back to Naaman to continue the program. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Arusha, for conducting the Q&A session. And much more to Panthe for advising us with very insightful advice on gaining further momentum on mindful practice. And it was very inspiring to hear the report and also Bhante's response to the 14-year-old teenager who's presented us with a report today. And I would like to invite that person to keep on reporting to us, because when someone starts at that kind of young age, it's going to be a very different experience and insight for all of us to keep on hearing their experience. When, especially when they are starting at such a young age compared to when we are starting. So with that, I would like to now invite Panthe for the next fortunate event for us, where Panthe will be going into even more depth on mindful practice with insights on the Dhamma Talk. So Panthe, could you please aid us further by giving us a talk on Dhamma to further advance our mindful practice. Over to you, Panthe. Thank you very much.
Dear friends, I think we can take about 15-20 minutes discussing a little bit more about the practice. And let me start with some question that somebody asked a few days ago. And this person, she asked some interesting question. She asked, what is the meaning of life? So let me first tell you the background when somebody is asking this type of a question, especially somebody who is working and somebody who is living a lay life. When they ask this type of a question, usually they face some kind of a difficulty, disappointment. At those occasions, they come up with these questions. Actually, this type of question you should be asking again and again from yourself. But our ignorance won't allow us to ask these type of questions. Instead, we think, if I go to some kind of a party and spend a few hours, or if I buy something new, if I go and travel, then this life would be better. So they continue making plans. They keep making plans, but suddenly they face the disappointments of this life. They face the difficulties. Their plans fail. So when these incidents come, they come and ask this type of a question. What is the meaning of life? Again, after a few weeks, they are in their usual track. It doesn't matter what happened. Today is a fresh day, and they start again. Again and again, they make plans. So especially I want to pay attention to this planning. So let's say we usually live about 80 years average. Some people, they even younger. Some people will live a few more years more. So for these 80 years, we make so many plans. Probably we will plan for 80,000 years we will plan for these 80 years. You do all the planning, but during the planning, you may miss living your life. You keep planning again and again, but again and again, you meet disappointments. These plans don't work. Life has a way of crushing these plans. Life has a way of surprising you again and again. Life has a way of disappointing you again and again. So these disappointments, these crush plans, these surprises, when they come, you tend to think, what is the meaning of this life? So it's a good question. You should ask yourself, what is the meaning of this life? What is the meaning of the things that I am doing? What type of end goal I want to achieve? What type of peace I want to achieve? So it's a good question. You should keep asking yourself, what is the meaning of this life? What is the meaning of this life? Again and again, you should ask. So somebody who keeps asking this type of a question, they come to realize there is no real meaning. We do certain things, but there is no real meaning among them. You work for 8-12 hours, but still you are doing the same old repetitive task. And it is said that about 80% of the workforce, they are not happy about their job. They spend 8 to 12 hours in frustration, and they bring that frustration into their home as well. Because after spending 8 to 12 hours, definitely that will come with you. That difficulty will come with you. So people come and complain that I am trying so much. I have these responsibilities at my workplace. Although I try, I can't make it a success because others are not working properly. These people, they don't care about this work. These difficulties are there due to various restrictions. So they struggle again and again. Once in a while, when more and more difficulties come, they ask, what is the meaning of this life? Again, they go and try. Again, after some time, they ask, what is the meaning of this life? So let me tell you, the only meaning of this life is to end this suffering. End this slavery. That is the meaning of this life. If you try to find some deeper meaning, let me tell you, there isn't one. Of course, you can find various other excuses. You can find the meaning of this life is to stop climate change. You can find the meaning of this life is to stop this pandemic. Or you can find the meaning of this life is to stop poverty. Those are shallow excuses, shallow meanings. But if one dig a little deep, then they realize the only meaning of this life is to end this suffering. End this difficulty that we are facing again and again. Put an end to all the planning that we are doing again and again. So when I say no planning, some of you might get confused. Some of you will say, I have to face my life. I have to protect my family. I have to grow my profession. So therefore, I need planning. You will come and say. But more and more you experience what is happening, more and more you see the progress of your planning, you will realize, although I plan, life has a way of surprising you. Life has a way of crushing your plans. Life has a way of disappointing you again and again. You will never know what is around the corner that is awaiting you. You will never know that. So when you find them, you start to suffer because your heart was not ready for such things. You were expecting only the good things, but bad things also came. You were expecting only the happiness, but the pain and suffering also came. So just keep an open mind and see whether you really have a saying in this life. Whether you really have a saying in your mind and body. You may say that you have a saying, but that saying is very limited. You can decide whether to buy some sandwich or something else for your breakfast. That type of a saying, of course, you have. But not a greater one. You may come and say, my spouse, I selected the perfect person in this world. I'm really happy about my spouse. You will come and say. But we are telling you, give it some time. Try and see what is happening after 3, 4, 5 years. You may come and say, my kids are perfect. I'm raising them according to my wishes. And I will say, give it some time. Let them grow. You will come and say, my profession is perfect. I have these things in my life. I have a beautiful car. I would say, give it some time and see whether you are really happy about them. So when you keep that open mind, you will come to realize, although I thought my spouse is the perfect one, they too are defective. Although I thought my kids are perfect, they too are defective. Although I thought my life is perfect, it too is defective. So if you see that type of nature in your life, then of course you can find or you can ask that question. What is the real meaning of this life? More you ask that question from yourself, you will keep an open mind towards your day-to-day life. You won't make so many plans. You won't plan for 80K years. Instead, you will try and see what are the things that are appearing, how the weather is changing, and then can I be happy among them? Can I be more accepting? Can I go with the flow? Can I be more and more welcoming to this change? So that is the very practice we are talking about. So in our very first report, we said that change, welcoming this change, accepting this change, that is the essence of this practice. So when you go and sit for a while, if you don't welcome what is coming, then you can't keep your eyes closed. If you go walk for a while, if you don't welcome what is coming, then you will say, I can't walk in this environment. I have to go and find some other quiet place. For that, I have to wait another 5 years till I get a vacation. But if you are welcoming, you will see, I can hear the traffic. I can hear other people talking. I can hear various sounds from the environment. I can feel my thoughts. They may not be pleasant, but still I am accepting them. I am accepting this changing nature. I'm accepting this changing attention. Thoughts are coming, sounds are coming, various emotions, feelings are coming. Can I accept them? Can I let them come and go as they wish? So that is the practice. trancy for a few minutes, whether you can appreciate that you are sitting. When you sit, all the things are part of that moment. Thoughts are part of that moment. Sounds are part of that moment. Various sensations of your body is part of that moment. Then pain inside your body is part of that moment. When you walk, the things you see, hear, then the thoughts, the bodily sensations, those are part of that moment. So accepting that present moment is the very essence of practice. In other words, accepting this changing nature. So that is the flow that we are talking about. When you pay attention to the present moment, you can see this flow. You try to again and again, as your habits, you try to take control. You try to do things. You try to watch your breath only. You try to keep attention there for 30 minutes. You try to sit perfectly upright. You try to walk on a straight line. So these things are doing. But more and more you are experienced with your practice, less and less doing there will be. Instead, you let them happen. Even your day-to-day life, you face with an open mind. Instead of doing, you let them happen. You learn the art of going along with something. You learn the art of accepting something without resisting. You learn the art of keeping an open heart. Difficulties are there, of course. Troubles will come. Various people will come and blame you. Various incidents will come. Life will crush your plans again and again. Life will find ways to surprise you again and again. And when you face them, it appears like somebody did a whole lot of planning to create this situation. This person came, this incident happened, and they said these words. Feels like somebody was planning. So life has a way of planning those things. That timing is perfect. There's nothing you will face that you shouldn't face. Everything happened for a reason. You just accept that. And when you accept that, new possibilities will open for you. You will be able to find correct direction among this chaos, among this difficulty. So that is the practice we are talking about. So keeping this open heart. You don't need to plan for so much. Instead, try and see what are the things that are coming and can I accept them? You will stop wanting so much. Instead, you will try to appreciate what you already have. So it is said, stop with the wanting and you will get what you need. What you need is already there if you just stop with the wanting and open your eyes. Although your family members are not perfect, you can still find a way to appreciate them. Appreciate that they too are defective. appreciate that they too are wounded. And when you appreciate that, when you have that appreciation, then your mind will move to a different vibration. Instead of all the confusion, struggle, you will be happy among all these difficulties. So our recommendation is not to change the world, not to change the surrounding, not to change your family members. Instead, our recommendation is to change inside. Change yourself. Our recommendation is not to change the world, but to change your mind. Your mind is usually moving due to various mind objects that are coming. Thoughts come, your mind get moved. Emotions come, your mind get moved. This movement, we are reducing little by little. We do that by keeping an open heart. We appreciate what is happening. We try to develop this welcoming nature more and more. Difficulties come, you try and play Pollyanna's glad game. I am sick, but still I can be glad due to this situation. Somebody come and blame me, but I can still be glad due to this situation. I got fired, but still I can be glad. Now I have more time to practice. So you are again and again try to make this glad game. You are again and again try to keep an open mind about the things that are happening. When you have that nature in your mind, when you have that openness, then you are able to move into a different vibration. It will be like a interesting situation, interesting journey that you are traveling. Whatever the things that come, whatever the sceneries that you pass, you appreciate them, you enjoy them. Again and again, you keep an open mind. Again and again, you welcome the things that come your way. Again and again, you try to find ways among them. For this, you have to train your mind first. Little by little, you have to develop this quality in your mind. Little by little, you have to understand, you have to experience that mind objects are not my mind. Mind objects are just dust in a mind jar. Earlier you thought these objects, this dust is your mind. Earlier you thought your emotions are your mind. Earlier you thought these thoughts are your mind. But little by little, when you practice, you realize they are just dust in a mind jar. These mind objects are just particles. They appear, they disappear. Again and again, various shapes, they come, they disappear. That very changing nature you experience when you practice. More you experience this changing nature, more you understand my mind is not represented by these particles. They are just dust in a mind jar. Instead of paying attention to the dust, you start paying attention to the clear water among them. Instead of paying attention to the particles, you start paying attention to the unlimited water among them. Instead of paying attention to the mind objects, you start to understand the space among them. You will notice that your breath is appearing from the silence. And you will notice that your breath is disappearing into this silence. Various thoughts are appearing from the silence. They disappear into the same silence. More you understand the emptiness, the silence within you, less you will be moved by the mind objects. And when you have that appreciation in your mind, when you have that practice in your mind, you are always keeping an open heart. You welcome these changes that are happening. You understand that real meaning of life is to end this struggle. Real meaning of life is to end this suffering that are natural to all of us. You are not special. Suffering is a part of this human condition. And when you understand that, when you understand that real meaning of your life, then you can really become peaceful. The world may be in confusion. Your society may be in chaos. COVID will continue, but still within you, inside your mind, you are happy and peaceful. Inside your mind, you welcome whatever come your way. You try to go with the flow. You try to navigate among these things. So the invitation is to find that peace, find that calming nature, find that real refuge for yourself. So thank you for listening, and I invite all of you to continue your practice this week.
Much merit to Bhante for that detailed and insightful collection of advice, a set of advice on how to offer the mindful practice and effort. Bhante, there is a special request from me. There is a question presented through the Zoom chat section. Could I please have Bhante's permission to present this question as a special favor for one of our participants?
Okay, Namant, go ahead.
Much merits, Bhante. Thank you so much. Her question is, thank you so much for this session. I have a question, if I may please. This is based on a recent sad experience I had. If you are under medication, within brackets, maybe for depression, brackets closed, can it influence mindfulness? That is end of question, Bhante.
Right, so these situations come, right? You may have to face various difficulties in your life, difficult period we are passing. So more and more people, they struggle to survive. Some of them, they may need medication. So that's why maybe last week or so I said, now this pandemic is happening. And another wave of mental health problems come. Because people can't travel, they are stuck. They don't have that much contact with their family members. So with the pandemic, behind maybe 1 or 2 months, another wave is coming. That's mental health issues. So if your mind is not strong, it is natural to face these difficulties. So whatever the situation you may be in, you have to accept that situation. Now I can't go back in time and change these things. Let's say you are taking medication for depression. You have various incidents in your life. Due to them, you had this trouble, so you had to take medication. So that is your reality. You can't avoid that. So people come and ask, where should I start? Start with that reality. Start the place that you are in. So start there, continue your practice. Don't change your medication. Instead, try and see, can I be mindful? So the medication, you can really, sometimes it can influence your day-to-day life. That is the idea of the medication. It makes you numb. You can't think so much. You sleep a lot. So those are the results of the medication. Especially for depression, those are the results. So start there. Try and see, can I do at least walking practice? Can I walk for about 30, 40 minutes and just pay attention, just notice. So although you take medication, you can start practice somewhere. And when you practice, you realize you can consult your doctor and see whether the practice is helping. So little by little, you have to start. Start in the place that you are in. You accept that reality. And try and incorporate practice into your day-to-day life. So what we recommend specially is walking or maybe day-to-day activities like brushing or drinking a cup of tea. Just practice for a few minutes and see what you notice. The more you practice, more your mind will become peaceful and calm. More and more healthy your mind will become. So with time you realize you can consult your doctor, you can report your status and all that thing. Then you can reduce your medication. And with time, little by little, you can survive without medication. So maybe it is difficult to sit. You get sleepy a lot. So those are natural. But still, you can start somewhere. Start with the walking practice. Start with day-to-day activities. And just share your experience. Make it a habit to do them in a mindful manner. So anyway, you have this quality in your mind. It is not something strange that we are talking. We are just introducing it. You already have. It's a birthright. As a human, you have this faculty of attention, faculty of awareness. That faculty we are encouraging, that faculty we are introducing to you. So that is the precious gift of the mankind, the faculty of awareness. So that awareness you have, with or without medication, you have that awareness, that ability you have. But depending on the status of your mind, some people find it is easier to do the walking. Some people find it easier to do your day-to-day activities with mindfulness. So start in those places. Start where you are comfortable and little by little incorporate this practice into your life. Make it a daily habit. And if you report, if you come back with your experience, then we can discuss further. So that's my feedback.
Thank you very much, Pante, and I appreciate Bhante providing a response to that question on today's session itself. I believe the participant, the listener, would have found it very helpful and supportive. Thank you so much, Bhante. Much merits to Bhante. Next, this is going to be the end of the talk for today. And just to do a summary recap on what we achieved in today's session. We started off the second session of the year for Mindfulness for Beginners in English Medium. And we started commence the session with a mindful setting as a first step. And then we moved on to the beginner's guide. And then we moved on to the Q&A session where Bhante responded to the reports with insights on furthering and advice on mindfulness. Then we were fortunate to receive a very insightful talk on mindfulness. And now, and then we addressed another question that came through the Zoom chat section. So we gained a lot of wisdom on mindfulness today. And same as what we have been doing, where we were collecting all this advice, insight, and information and practicing it on our daily life activities, including sessions on practice, we can keep applying this knowledge to further our knowledge and practice further in the coming week, and meet again on next session for another knowledge gathering and insight gathering exercise. So I would like to thank, with permission to speak Bhante's name, Venerable Homagama Dhamma Kusala Thero for sacrificing Bhante's own practice time possibly with a busy schedule and coming to our session and decorating the session with such insight, which is something very rare to receive, which we have received today. And much merits to Bhante, and I would like to wish Bhante on behalf of all organizers and on behalf of all participants a great fortune on Bhante's own practice. The merits will aid. We hope the merits will aid Bhante's own practice to improve further and further on mindfulness. Next, I would like to thank the kind organizers who worked tirelessly to bring this program into reality at the very beginning, and those who are still working on dedicating time and energy on sustaining this session for the benefit of all of us. Thank you, and much merits to all of those who are sacrificing and spending their time and energy on this program. Then I would like to thank all the participants who have been devoted to mindful activity, to mindful experience and insight, who again sacrificed their time attending this session, trying to develop their mind and mindfulness. So again, I forgot briefly that we should also thank the person who initiated all this by instructing us, requesting us insightfully to commence this program as the initial requester. That would be our much respected, most venerable Bhante, Udayiregama Dhammajiva Mahathero, the chief abbot of the Nisaranavane Forest Monastery. So much merits to most venerable Bhante, and we wish him that he will also be able to further his massive experience and insight on mindfulness himself, and that this will aid him in his practice. Next, I would like to confirm that this is the end of the session on mindfulness for beginners in English, and I would like to raise the floor for any other questions or feedback on the program in general. So if you happen to have any questions or feedback or comments for us to change or improve the session, we are open to hear all that. So you can raise a Zoom hand and we can let you speak about your thoughts and ideas. I will give you about 30 seconds. If you are willing to speak up, you can raise your hand. zoom hand. Okay, I can see Gihanta raising your hand. Gihanta, you can unmute yourself and speak now. Thank you.
Yes, it's only a suggestion to be considered, and that is whether the Q&A time can be adjusted for it to follow Bante's talk. At the moment, the Q&A is after the reports, which is also useful. But Bante's talk is extremely valuable, and there are questions that arise during his insightful talk. So it is only a suggestion to consider whether the Q&A can move following his talk. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much for presenting that as an idea. We will consider that as a suggestion. I think the reason we had the Q&A first is with the idea that sometimes the responses that Bante would give during Q&A will be equally useful. And in other sessions, we do have the talk at the beginning and Q&A later. But in some programs, we have it the other way around. We will think about this and see what we can agree on. So I think there are merits to both sides. I cannot confirm an answer right now, but we will have to talk with Bante and all the organizers before we come onto a conclusion on your suggestion. So we will definitely take that up for discussion internally. And thank you so much for presenting that. We appreciate that very much. Thank you. Much merits to you. That is a good question and suggestion. Are there any other suggestions to be presented? Okay, I think with no more responses in terms of ideas or suggestions, I would like to move on to the three announcements. Firstly, I would like to share the screen and showcase our Nisalmane Forest Monastery's website. Yes, I think you can see the screen here. So this is a website for nisarana.lk. You can go on www.nisarana.lk and have a look at all the information and links here. There's audio and video on Dhamma sessions as well. So you can get a lot of information available on this website use any information you deem suitable for your practice. And then the next is the Satipasala website. So Satipasala Foundation is a massive movement initiated by Nisaranamane Forest Monastery, where mindfulness is being provided as a teaching, as a learning, or as a training to students, to the youth in a very consistent and organized manner, so that they can apply it in a wide range of activities and become seasoned or veterans in practicing and developing mindfulness throughout their life. So this is a very good initiative, and you can get yourself to start interacting with these sessions and programs and become familiar with Satipasala Foundation's activities. Next, so the website is www.satipasala.org. With that, I would stop sharing the screen. And then the third announcement is for you to keep in mind that we would like you to, if possible, to invite like-minded friends or acquaintances to come and join this session. You can forward these Zoom details and invite them to join the session and start a journey on mindfulness. This is we all started with the first step of listening to advice on one of these sessions. So it would be a very insightful, novel experience and a beginning for anyone joining you. So I would like to invite you to consider that. If you get the opportunity, please pass on the message so that others can also come into the same track and start benefiting over the long term or through their life. So, yes, so with that, thank you for that comment on the chat section from the Hunter. I will note it down. With that, I would like to confirm that today's session is coming into a conclusion. So this session will be held next week at the same time. And I would like all of you to find time and inspiration and keep on practicing as much as you can with your schedules. And I wish you everyone, a happy and mindful week ahead, and hope you are able to join us next week after practicing a more mindful activities and gaining more wisdom and knowledge. So with that, I would like to thank all of you for your participation today, and I will end the session in about 1 minute. Thank you.